Runners set.
It looks like we're starting. Let's start our watches and get on our way.
Hi, my name is Sarah Ungley, and welcome back to In It for the Long Run. Today we're going to be talking about cross country and track and field because, despite what people think, they're actually quite different. We're going to start off by talking about the history of both sports. So let's get into it. According to USA Track and Field, cross country is a sport in which teams and individuals run races on outdoor courses over natural terrain. This terrain includes open country, fields, parks, golf courses, grasslands, and occasionally roads. The history of the sport goes back to early 19th century England with a game called Hare and Hounds. In this game, a runner or group of runners would create a random trail by dropping papers, and then a second set would try and follow the trail. They had their first competition in 1837, which was called the Crick Run. Soon after this, the popularity grew and more schools started to compete. On December 7, 1867, they had their first national championship in Southwest London. The original cross-country races were open for anyone and meant for off-season training for the steeplechase. They were about 3.5 miles long, and the sport was seen as a joke at first. But it soon became taken seriously, because in 1907, France competed against the UK, making this the first international competition of cross-country. In the 1880s, the sport was introduced to the U.S. by William C. Wolfsburg. Harvard was the first school to be introduced to the sport as fall training for distance track and field athletes. Soon other schools started following their example, and in 1887, the National Cross Country Association was founded. A little while after, in 1962, the International Amateur Athletic Federation took over jurisdiction of the sport and set official rules, making it the sport we know today. Now, let's move on to track and field. According to Merriam-Webster, track and field is various athletic competitions such as running, jumping, and throwing performed on a track in an adjacent field. Track and field may be one of the oldest sports, as it first began in 776 BC in Greece for the first Olympics. This was the first time running was done for sport instead of survival. The events in the first Olympics included a 200-meter run, a 400-meter run, and then a 1,400 to 4,800-meter event, which was running. It also included the discus throw, which is throwing a disc made of stone, and long jump, which is jumping for distance. After the first Olympics in Greece, the sport did not gain popularity again until the 1860s in England. England was the first country to hold a championship in 1866. This competition was for amateur men. Soon after this, the Amateur Athletic Club created rules for the sport, which later led to the Amateur Athletic Association being founded in 1880, a more advanced version of the club. In 1868, the New York Athletic Club was formed. It was the first of its kind in the U.S., and this is where the sport started to gain popularity in the States. In 1887, the Amateur Athletic Union was founded in the U.S. and oversaw track and field clubs. They still govern the sport today. In 1896, track and field made an appearance on the world stage for the first modern Olympic Games. Soon after, the International Amateur Athletic Federation established standard rules for the sport. However, women were not able to participate until 1921. Women from six countries formed a separate athletic federation for women, allowing them to compete. And later, in 1936, they finally merged with the International Amateur Athletic Federation. Not only have the rules evolved for the sports, but the events have evolved as well. Some examples of the modern indoor events are the 55-meter dash and hurdles, 300-meter run, 600-meter run, 1,000-meter run, 1,600-meter run, and 3,200-meter run, as well as high jump, pole vault, long jump, and shot put. The modern outdoor events are the 100-meter dash and hurdles, 200-meter run, 300-meter hurdles, 400-meter run, 800-meter run, 1,600-meter run, and 3,200-meter run. They also have the same field events as indoor, except there is also javelin and discus. The indoor and outdoor events vary because an indoor track is 200 meters, while an outdoor track is 400 meters. Now, let's talk about the differences between cross-country and track. We'll start with the most obvious differences, the races. So as I said earlier, track has a very wide variety of races ranging from 55 meters to 3,200 meters, which is about 2 miles. Whereas cross country only has one race to choose from and it is usually longer. The standard length is 5,000 meters or 3.1 miles. The next difference is the time of year that the sport is run in. Cross country is a fall sport, so it starts late August and goes until mid-November. And track has two seasons, an indoor season and an outdoor season. The indoor season starts in December and goes until mid to late February, maybe early March. And spring is the outdoor track season, so it starts around March and ends late May, early June. The next difference is where you run it. Obviously, cross country is done on many different terrains, mostly parks or big grassy areas, and track is done around a track, usually a 200 meter track or 400 meter track. So that's another one of the bigger differences. The next difference is the team. Cross country has a much smaller team because it's only one event being run, and track has a much larger team because there's many different events and lengths of distance, so there's more variety among the team. Another difference is the scoring for meets. Scoring for cross country is the top 5 athletes for a team can score points, and the points correlate with what place they come in. So if your first runner is in first place, they get 1 point, and your, let's say, fourth runner is in 12th place, they get 12 points. So the goal to win is to get the least amount of points. Whereas for track, first place in a race gets 10 points, second gets 8 points, and then all the way down to 1 point for 6th place. And the way to win for track is to get the most points, so they're flipped. The final difference is the workouts you do. In cross country, you do longer workouts that are meant to build your endurance. So some examples of this are mile repeats, which is running 4 miles with about 5 minutes of break in between, and each mile is 60 to 70 seconds slower than your personal best mile time. And then another example is threshold miles, which is a similar idea, except it's 90 seconds slower than your personal best time, and you only get a minute rest in between, but again, you do 4. So these workouts are meant to build up your ability and endurance to run faster for longer. And track is more shorter workouts meant to work on your speed. So some examples of this are 5 800-meter repetitions on the track, so just running an half a mile 5 times, or doing 8 400s up Hubbard just to work on your speed because it's a lot shorter, because most events in track are much shorter. So now I'm just going to talk about which one I prefer better, cross country or track. So personally, I prefer cross country better, because I think the races are more fun because they're usually more scenic. So you're running in parks as opposed to running circles around a track. This also means that there's more variation on the course. So you'll have hills and downhills, maybe like rocks and grass. So I just think that makes the races more fun and interesting. And also, since the races are longer, it's easier to pace. And I personally think I'm better at long distance. And I also just think the team aspect is a lot better because we're all running the same thing. So everyone's doing the same workout. Where in track, you have a bunch, it's essentially mini teams because there's so many different events to choose from. And now we're going to see what some of my teammates think and which ones they prefer, cross country or track.
I like cross country better because it's more of a team environment. I like cross country better because I'm better at it. I like track better because it's shorter.
I like track better because I didn't run cross country.
Cross country because I have more time to make mistakes.
Cross country because I'm better at long distance and I'm slow.
Track because I hate running and I like to run less.
What a great time. Let's stop our watches. And thanks for tuning in for this week's episode of In It for the Long Run. I hope you learned something. Thanks for listening.